This is the BBC.
It's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, where we try and catch out more people who stop talking to a potential partner. Why do they have to do it? It's the return of Ghostbusters. If you've ever had anyone stop replying to you all of a sudden, you will like this. And it's the return of the sick game. Three people all claiming to be ill. Two of them are and are off work today. One of them is a blooming liar. We have to work out who is who. Scott Mills, Radio 1. Oh, wow, Chris. Really enjoyed spending some time with you on Saturday night with a group of old blokes from Somerset.
Oh, it was absolute goals, wasn't it? We couldn't believe what we were seeing when we first turned up.
We did a gig for some students, a DJ gig, at Harper Adams University. Hello, Harper. Agricultural College in Shropshire. All the young farmers, and they had booked before us a band called The Wurzels, who had a song called I've Got a Brand New Combine Harvester. They also do covers of Kaiser Chiefs. Ruby, 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 Ruby. Ruby. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
They do like a farm hour, and basically.
All of them are at least 100. And we had a selfie with them. You would have seen on our Instagram over the weekend. Legends. And the young farmers absolutely love them.
Yeah.
They were necking back cider with you there.
I had, well, you say necking cider. I had a cider with the Wurzels.
Yeah. Quite incredible. Actually, we've got a clip from before of their live set. Here they are. Imagine old blokes, some of them topless, from the West Country.
Ruby, 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 Ruby!
Just literally.
quick flavour there.
The farmers go mad for it.
And so then we were on afterwards, but what an incredible warm-up act they were.
It was good. Scott Mills. Got one of my friends at my house today listening to me on, well, and you, on one of those, you know, speak and they deliver things, you know, the Alexas or the Woogles.
Oh, okay.
He's fascinated by it.
I mean, in your house?
He's never used one before. So I know he's listening to it right now. What happens if you do this and everyone else who is listening on one of these? I mean, obviously we'll do the other one as well, but for starters, because it's I know my mate's listening. Alexa, turn me off. Now, does that work?
I don't know, but
because I'm on the speaker there. Like, am I now switched off because I told her?
That's true, yeah. Surely that's...
Like, if I'm on in one of the... Okay, here we go. Google, turn me off.
Oh, no, I've got a better idea. Is yours connected to your bank card? We can really get big on this.
Not at
Alexa,
the moment.
Alexa, order everything.
But, like, because I'm on one of these, right? The speaker is it.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Right, I'm giving the command. Does that turn me off?
But then a big situation, if you're listening to the show separately... And one of those things picks it up now.
Oh, you're, yeah.
We'll be sending them all going mad at the moment.
Like, loads of crazy things could have just happened. Let me know if they have. Scott Mills. Well, that's weird. Some of the people's Alexas and Googles did remain on, and some people's did switch off. They listened to me, and some people said that she paused me for a bit. She's like, okay, I'm listening.
Sometimes she can be stubborn.
Oh.
Sometimes there's days where it just completely ignores everything I'm saying.
Well, I had one yesterday. She was like, I'd rather not answer that. I was like, oh, all right. Like, I bought you. I paid for you. Scott Mills. Every now and again, we try and catch out those liars and dirty, dirty cheats of the world on our service, Ghostbusters. You know what it's like. You've talked to them online, or maybe you've even been on a couple of dates. It's going well. You feel like it's going in the right direction, the direction that you want it to go in. All very positive. They're replying straight away as soon as the blue ticks appear. Maybe you've even met up and it went well. Then, gone. Off the face of the earth.
I mean, what's crazy is there's so many ways to sort of keep track of people. There's all the social networks. You can text, you can call. There's so many different ways, but these ghosts, they vanish.
They just vanish. And it's not satisfactory sometimes. You're like, well, what did I do wrong? What's wrong with me? I thought it was going well. There's so many questions in your head.
Hmm.
So what we like to do is call them up, because you've still got their details generally, and find out what exactly made you stop contacting me like that. All of a sudden, bam, one day they decide not to reply. What's going through their head? That's what this feature's all about.
At the very least, we try and connect you with the ghost. It doesn't always work, but sometimes it doesn't. It's, well, it can be awkward.
Hello, Christy.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. Tell me about your story then.
So I'd matched with a guy on an online dating site quite a few months back, and we were chatting. We never really met up until sort of about 3 months ago.
How long were you chatting before you met up?
maybe another 3 months.
Okay, cool.
So met up, things are going really great. We've had no quarrels at all. And I had a week off in February, and he sort of suggested about going on holiday.
Oh, that's quite on.
Yeah, so like, obviously things are going really well. I met up with him on a night out once and then dropped him back to his the next day and never heard from him again.
Oh, well, there's a lot to talk about here. So where was the holiday being planned for?
We were just going to go to somewhere like Spain for the week. But yeah, I dropped him off and I was like, oh, I found some great hotels and nothing.
Can I ask, right, how many times did you meet up with him before the holiday was suggested? And who suggested it?
He suggested it.
Okay.
And I probably met him maybe 10 times.
I've got to tell you, I met someone once, and I think I met them twice, and I was like, let's go away somewhere, and really freak them out.
They're like,
Anyway, the holiday's been suggested. You found some good hotels. What's he saying?
So I text them to him, and he just never replied, ever.
But you were with him the night before, right?
Yeah, he had suggested it sort of maybe like 2 or 3 days before, and I'd been looking and suggesting places, and he had been replying. And then the Sunday that I left him, I'd like dropped him off. I think it was Monday the next day. I texted him saying, like, "Oh my god, I found the perfect hotel. Like, can I book it? Like, give me the deets, and I'll book it right now." And nothing. So I was like, okay, maybe he's just busy. Give him the benefit. And then it was that following Thursday, I messaged him again because I'd heard nothing from him whatsoever, not even a Snapchat, nothing. Saying like, are you okay? Are things all right? Nothing. So on the Friday, I decided to give him a ring because I thought, oh my gosh, maybe something's happened to him. So I gave him a ring and it rung 3 times and he hung up. And then it was a couple of days later, he had put up on his Facebook that he was running the London Marathon, which I knew about.
Yeah.
And one of his best friends commented on it saying, running away from the relationship commitments, you won't need any marathon training.
Whoa!
But do you think that was about you, or do you suspect that there might have been someone else involved?
Oh, no, not a secret girlfriend.
I don't know.
How weird. This would freak me out.
All right, so when's the last time you tried to contact the ghost?
2 weeks ago.
Okay, so it's not
nothing back.
Long.
Nothing, nothing at all, not even a Snapchat, nothing.
Listen, I feel sorry for people in this situation. It's happened to me before and you want to know why. So you've got his details, right?
Yes.
Let's give it one last attempt at communication after this.
Scott Mills.
Christy's with us. Hey, Christy.
Hi.
You've been properly ghosted by this guy. He just doesn't seem to reply to anything anymore.
I know, it's a shame, isn't it?
Now, from the ghost side of things, there might be a completely innocent explanation to this. You know, it's probably a bit of a shame that he didn't message you, but, you know, he might have had his own situation or something like that.
I'm always up for people, you know, like if they've got an excuse or a reason or they want to kind of say sorry, that's absolutely great.
It would just be good for you to get a final word, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
Okay, so you've given us his number, and I'm going to try and call him now and just try and find out what went on, all right?
Okay.
Is there anything you want me to say?
I'd just like to know what happened, why he left.
That's what we're here for. All right, wait there. Let's call him now. Hello. My name is Scott Mills. I'm calling from BBC Radio 1. Hello.
Oh,
he's hung up. Do you think he can hear me?
Maybe saying your name wasn't the best move. Maybe just weirded him out.
Okay. We'll play Craig David. We'll try again after this.
Scott Mills.
Loads and loads of messages. Sounds like he's driving. Lol, if he's listening. I know. Amy says, this Ghostbuster's a particularly brutal one today. This girl needs some answers. I know, it's the whole holiday thing. Right, during that song by Craig David and Bastille, we tried this guy again. Sophie's working on the show today. What's he saying?
I've tried Scott to persuade him, but he just doesn't want to come on. Doesn't want to come on air.
What, so he doesn't want to do it?
No.
So, Christy, he doesn't want to be on.
I knew I had.
Yeah, we just had that confirmation. He doesn't want to talk about it.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I suppose the one positive is we managed to sort of get through to him. So it doesn't really explain much for you, no. though, does it?
Which I hate on this. Part of me would feel a bit relieved that it's like, oh, I don't really, I'm not interested really now anyway.
Yeah, it's water under the bridge, isn't it? It's done now.
I suppose it confirms what you were thinking in that if he wanted to get in touch, he clearly could do. Do you know what I mean? He could pick up the phone. So he obviously, for whatever reason, probably didn't see it working out. Yeah, he probably has his own thing. And
we've failed. We're supposed to find out the reason.
I know. It would be good to get some answers for you, but it kind of confirms your suspicions, right, Christy?
Yeah, I think there's definitely somebody else.
Hey, listen, if he calls you back or gets back in touch, make sure you text me next, okay?
Will do.
All right, I'm sorry we couldn't find a better conclusion for you today.
No problem at all. Thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank you for being on Ghostbusters. I'm sorry that I couldn't find an answer today.
No problem. Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here. One of my friends is in LA at the moment, and you know LA is full of really LA things.
Yeah.
My friend went into a coffee shop yesterday, ordered the drink, and they have to ask you a question, like a question about your well-being. It's a real kind of LA thing, right? So the question was, what is your biggest emotional wound?
Why are they doing that, then?
They want you to answer the question.
And do they write it on the cup?
I don't think so, but it's just kind of like, it's kind of like very LA, very self-healing, very kind of like finding yourself. Just ordered a latte, to never ask the question.
Scott Mills.
I think I'm going to start being a bit more like California, a bit more LA with you, actually.
Well, what do you mean? You're going to change something about yourself, or you're going to try and change me?
You. What would you say is your biggest emotional wound? I mean, it's a proper LA question, right? I mean, everyone sees it on TV and it's like, it can't actually be like that. I think it is. Somebody else says that they went... there's a lot of vegan, a lot of organic, a lot of gluten-free going on.
Mm.
Sarah says she went to a health food shop in LA and asked what time they close. And the lady in there was like, we close the doors at 6:30, but we close emotionally at 6.
that's what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to close emotionally a lot earlier. That's a great idea. Show finishes at 4, but finishes emotionally at 3:30.
Somebody else, they don't leave their name, said they went on honeymoon to Los Angeles, and they were like in a health food shop or outside a health food shop or something, and there was like an ambulance outside the health food shop, and they overheard somebody, I don't know how true this is, saying, oh my God, somebody must have accidentally eaten gluten. What a ridiculous place. Right, it's kind of, it is kind of like what you see on the movies, but like, yeah, it is like that.
Scott Mills.
Do you know who I've missed? And we haven't heard any new clips for a while. The JC.
What's she doing now?
Gemma Collins. She, Chris, is on Celebs Go Dating. I'm a massive fan of Celebs Go Dating.
Are you? Because I've seen the advert for it where they're all walking really slow. And it's the GC and I can't remember who else there is now.
Mm.
And it's like the glamour shots, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And they
sort
of look at people and then they sort of disappear.
Yeah. Yeah, like proper opening sequence.
Yeah.
Anyway, Gemma definitely knows what she wants in a man, but I think she's been a bit too picky. She's on a date with Lawrence here.
Do you want some wine?
Go on, I'll have some.
Would you want red or white?
Just get whatever you're going with.
I want you to be authoritative and make the decision.
Lawrence. What's your favourite?
Lawrence, babes, are you going to grow a pair? Because I don't mean to be overpowering.
You? Never.
I love red. I could happily drink a bottle of red. What type of red do you like, Lawrence?
I'll have whatever you have, and if you're going to have a red, I'll have a red.
Oh, see, actually, I can't bear that either. Like, just make a decision, babes. Lawrence, are you going to grow a pair, babes?
Don't you think as well, everyone sort of becomes experts as well when you've got to choose red, wine. It's like you look down the list. I don't have a clue.
Second one down.
It's always
first one down is fine.
I always go second one down if I have to choose. I can't tell the difference.
Yeah. Anyway, Gemma quite liked Lawrence, but there's some problem.
There was one guy that was quite nice, but... And he's got brown shoes on. I prefer black shoes. Eden, you're not getting it. If you're going to pull faces at me, I'm leaving the agency now and I'm never coming back.
Eden's the guy that runs the Celebs Go Dating agency. And Gemma's threatening to walk. Poor Lawrence.
And so, wait, I don't want to give any spoilers here, but how did the date end?
Gemma wasn't happy, let's put it that way.
Do you want some wine?
go on olives.
Would you want red or white?
Scott Mills.
Bangers is coming up, brand new week of it. Also, Arctic Monkeys, Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran both confirmed for biggest weekend in Swansea. And also Rams barking in the next 15 minutes. Switched up a bit last week, I did, with things like Flying Without Wings, Westlife. Bit older, but it worked for me because I won the week.
You did. Although my one today is like the opposite of Westlife, Flying Without Wings.
How old?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure, actually, but it's like the complete opposite. And that's the tactic I'm going with today.
Okay. Are you... Because I picked some quite slow bangers last week as well. People are like, it's not a banger if it's slow. I don't agree, actually, sometimes.
No, I agree with you on that. Although today I'm going banger, banger, banger.
Okay, it's big, right? I've got a big one too. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, hello. And that'll be at 2:40. A new week. We start the slate clean.
Scott Mills.
After three are... Completely free service to you, Ghostbusters. Have you been ghosted recently on a date?
No.
Fancy
no, no.
somebody?
What? Mate, we did it earlier. You're going mad.
Why? I've done that.
Going
what
mad.
What am I doing today? Right, seriously. Dude, from the moment I got up this morning, I was like, I feel weird today. And like, this just proves it. I'm losing my mind.
But then you made me feel like I was going mad, and there must be people listening right now going, what is she doing?
What is she doing?
And it's like...
No, okay, what I meant to say was the ill game at 3:10. Already done Ghostbusters. Do you know what I think it is, what I'm putting it down to?
What?
I'm on all these new supplements.
Okay, we're being honest then. Fine, let's be totally honest.
Right.
And yeah, you showed me, you sent me a picture of the supplements because you are trying to get fit.
I am, but like, there's so many to take. One of them's called gut flora.
I know, but I think you've gone too far. It's all gone weird, your levels of fitness.
What's a digestive enzyme and why am I taking it before every meal?
I know, and it's making you do weird things. You were like a robot then.
Right.
You were saying the same thing. Anyway, look, 3:10 today.
Yeah, it's the ill games.
The ill game.
We've got three people on the phone.
That's the one.
And they're all saying they're sick. One of them is a liar and they're not sick. They just wanted a sickie off work. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, that's totally it.
I am a robot. Also... There's so many of these pills that I've got to take. I'm now sellotaping them to each meal.
Okay.
So I remember them. So, like, I'm literally putting a bit of sellotape on all the pills and putting it on the side of the plate.
Nice. You've gone really strange.
What's happened to me?
But look, if it gets the results...
I feel like Heisenberg. Literally so
okay,
many.
Fine. But now, bangers.
Right, is it bangers now, is it?
This okay. is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
You sure this hasn't already happened?
It's not happened.
Okay.
New week of bangers today.
Hello, Aidan.
Hi, all right?
Yeah, how are you?
Hi, Aidan.
I'm really good, thanks. How are you going?
Well, I'm not okay, hon, actually. I don't know. I'm doing everything backwards. I've gone weird.
It's like there's a glitch in the Matrix.
Right, so what do you do, Aidan?
I'm a groundsman on a caravan park. I'm also a water sports instructor in the summer.
Ah, and you're a drummer in a punk rock band.
I am indeed, yeah. Asterisk.
Asterisk, good name. And what's this about Joel Dommett inviting you on stage?
So I went to see him in Shrewsbury at one of his gigs, and he was asking if there's any musicians in the audience, and little old me at the back put my hand up, and he asked me to come down and play Papa Roach with him, air drums, live on stage.
He's nice. A good bloke. He's a good bloke, Joel Dommett.
Yeah, really funny.
He wouldn't forget things he's already done at his own show.
Do you know what about you, Aidan? You've got a job in the winter and a job in the summer, two different jobs. That's kind of cool. You're a groundsman in the winter and a water sports instructor in the summer. How cool is that, Scott?
I know.
And it's like seasonal.
And a freak in the bed.
Well, that's an assumption.
Okay, here's what I've got for you today. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's Peak Mills. Mm-hmm.
Feel a bit sorry for Lady Gaga. I had to cancel loads of her dates on her tour. Caused severe pain. That's all we know. Get well soon, Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga. Edge of Glory. What a song.
It's so you. This is going to be a good banger today because it's a really you song and it's a really me song. My banger choice today is this. See what I mean? It's quite heavy. This is Pendulum, Tarantula.
Lad. Okay.
What are you going with, Aidan?
Well, you see, they're both good choices. It's a tough one. It really is. I mean, as much as I like Lady Gaga, I think I'm going to have to go for Pendulum.
I knew that. true what we're just saying. You're either really in or really out for that tune.
That was glorious.
You loved that.
Oh, I loved it. Look, we're getting so many messages. People loving that.
He was going for it there.
Tune.
Scott, I'm concerned, says Rich on the M25. Don't be concerned, Rich. It's just the supplements. It's like you're not trying anymore. That's rude.
Is this the side effect with the supplements, though? Sort of just memory or something?
No. Well, I don't even know
you
what
went mad.
I don't even know what they do, but I've just been told to take them. Gut flora.
Either way, it's not helping with your bangers choices.
No, and really not. But then it's all good to be smug on Monday, isn't it? Look how much I nailed it last week.
Oh, you're going to keep... Do you know what? You were in a funny last week because you got a big win last week. You beat me most days. I think it was like 3-1, 4-1, something like that. In fact, we didn't do it one day, so it was 3-1. But you love to let everyone know about it. So
yeah.
Let's see if we can get to 5-0 this week, pants down, then I won't shut up about it.
Scott Mills.
I have heard that many people across the world today are having a day off because of the Super Bowl last night.
I was watching the Super Bowl, Scott, but I'm here.
I don't get it. I mean, I just wanted to see Justin Timberlake, and I found that on the internet this morning.
Mm. Oh, you did it on catch-up, did you?
Well, just the interval, yeah.
The interval.
Don't care about the rest of it.
No, I know what you mean. But loads of people would have been up last night watching the Super Bowl, obviously eating all the food, maybe even having a couple of beers.
I don't think it's happening so much in the UK, but there are people that are off sick today because there's a lot of it going around, like my mum would say. So an ideal time to play our game, I think, where we work out who is lying and who is a truth teller. We've got three people on the line. They're all off work today. Two of these people are genuinely ill. They've called in sick today. They don't feel well enough to go into work. Fair enough. Don't spread your germs, is what I'm saying. But one of them has pulled a sickie and is totally faking it. Not necessarily because of the Super Bowl, just didn't fancy work today.
Mm. And
amazingly,
they're happy to come on this radio show, despite the fact that they are currently pulling a sickie. Feels naughty.
Here's what I think as well. I find this incredible that when we ask for people to do this, I'm like, do you want to change your name? They're like, no, I'm just fine. Okay. Well, what about your workplace? You're pulling a sickie. I guess we're not giving their second name out, are we, or their company?
But maybe they're getting a thrill out of it. Maybe it's like, it feels a bit dangerous.
It is. It is a bit like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, so let's speak to caller number one. Hello, caller number one. Who are you?
I'm Ashley from Swansea, and I'm really ill.
Ashley from Swansea, you sound ill.
Yeah, I am.
What are your symptoms, please, hon?
Chesty cough, bad eyes, headache, pains went up my back.
Bad eyes?
Bad eyes. What's that? What does that mean?
That's...
Do you mean like pain behind the eyes, achy eyes?
Yeah, it was when you look left and right and you just get really painful eyes.
Yeah, I got that.
Bad eyes suggest slightly evil or something.
Maybe.
Is this your normal voice or are you normally a few octaves higher?
It's not usually this deep, no.
Listen to the cough as well.
You see, one of them.
Yeah.
What were you thinking, that Ashley might be a girl? And it's sore throat.
I just thought his voice maybe is genuinely higher than it sounds now.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, Ashley, it's working for you. Keep it like this.
Yeah, well, think about this. One of these is lying in this situation. One of these is absolutely fine. But Ashley, the voice did sound proper rough.
Is this so bad you're going to have to go to the doctors, do you think, Ashley?
No, I'll just write it out and see how it goes.
Write it out, yeah. Do you think you'll be back tomorrow?
I'm hoping, yeah. There's no pay, is it? So I got to go back into work at some point.
So you're not being paid.
You always say that, don't you? You always say that to your boss. Well, I hope to be back tomorrow. But secretly, you never mean it.
Ashley needs the cash, though.
No, Cashley. You've got to...
Cashley.
Got to earn your money.
All right, Ashley. I think I believe you at the moment, but it's early days. Wait there.
Scott Mills.
If you're one of those people that thinks they're really good at telling if someone's lying or not, this game is perfect for you to play along with. I got three people on the line. Two of them are actually really ill and not at work today. They called in sick. One of them, though, has pulled a sickie just because Monday can't be bothered. Already spoken to Ashley. Now, he is suffering from, well, he claims, a chesty cough and bad eyes. He's not going in today and claims to be genuinely ill.
OK, shall we go to line two?
Let's do it. Hello, who are you?
Hi, Scott. It's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Oh, Kevin, bless you.
Hi, Kevin. Where are you?
I'm just in Belfast today, and I'm not feeling too well. I've been off for the past couple of days.
Yesterday was a weekend.
Yes.
Yeah. I work in a local service station, so we have to do the weekends as well sometimes.
Okay.
But,
so how do you think you contracted your illness?
I think it was from someone in the shop.
Do you think it's from one of the other workers or from one of the customers?
Probably one of the workers. There was a few that's already had it, and I think they may have passed on to me.
Yeah. I was going to say, if you thought it was customers, you need to get one of those glass grills up like they have at night time where you're not allowed to go in.
Or like, night pay. Yeah.
Kevin, do you have night pay at yours?
We do, yes.
Now, here's a fun game next time you can try, if they say it is night pay. Order as many sandwiches as possible and see how many of them can fit in the little the metal box. It takes them some time. It's a bit like one of those challenges on TV.
I like them to go one at a time for the items. So I'll get my hula hoops, then I'll send them back out to go get something else.
That's a good idea.
Just look right to the back of the shop and just pick an item.
Oh, listen, you're laughing a little bit, though, so it's not too bad. Yeah.
No, I think I'm over the worst of it. But this morning I was absolutely... I had the small heater on and the heating in the house, and it was cold up by the heater. Shivering away in the small hours of the morning. So,
are you going, Katy Perry, hot and cold, are you?
I am. I'm actually going to see her in June as well, so I can't wait to... I hope I'm prepared by then.
I don't think we caught him off there, though. I think I don't know, he might be telling the truth.
Yeah. All right. So, should we meet contestant number three?
Yes, please. Hello. Number three, who are you?
Hi, I'm Jodie.
Hey, Jodie, where are you today?
I'm in Devon.
How you feeling?
Pretty crap.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Right. And I did ask.
So, listen, what's brought this on?
I just went to bed last night and I just started to feel really sick and poorly. And then this morning I woke up and felt like my tonsils were in my mouth.
Oh. Were you watching the Super Bowl?
Absolutely not. I did not understand it one single bit.
Good. Welcome along.
It's a waste of time.
And what is your line of work? What have you had to phone in sick for?
I work in administration.
Have you eaten any food today?
I've had dry crisps, like just plain crisps. And just drinking lots and watching Friends.
But do you fancy anything in particular to eat? If you could eat anything, what would you eat?
Probably pizza.
Pizza. No, you see, if you fancy a pizza, you're not properly ill, I don't think. Don't you reckon, Scott?
I don't know what I fancy when I'm ill.
Chicken soup, isn't it?
It's not what you fancy, that's what you're told to eat.
That's true. You sound a tiny bit mardy as well, which is what I'm like when I'm ill.
Yeah. All right, Jodie, well, I think we've heard enough of all of you now, actually. Mm,
they all sound contagious. It's like you could catch it just by hearing them.
Ashley, Kevin, Jodie, we're going to play a song on Radio 1. And all of us, you lot at home as well, can work out which one you think is lying and actually isn't ill today, just pulled a sickie. 81199.
Scott Mills.
Would you like a little recap of our contestants?
Yeah, I would.
OK, line one, we had Ashley. He's a boy with a rough voice. He's not going to go to the doctors, even though he should. He has bad eyes. Line two, we had Kevin, big Katy Perry fan. He works at a service station. Says he caught his illness from a fellow worker, or he at least suspects so. And on line three, finally, we had Jodie. She's in Devon, tonsils in mouth. She's eating dry food. All right?
Very good recap, Chris. Very good.
So who do you reckon? The one pulling a sickie.
Yeah, that's who we're working out, because two of them are ill.
I think Jodie was genuinely ill.
Do you?
She was a little bit mardy. That happens when you're ill. She didn't really want to talk that much.
Not putting on a voice either.
Hmm.
Oh.
Should we rule her out?
Yeah, rule her out, because I think she genuinely is ill.
I think she is.
Okay.
Ill.
So then we've got Ashley, the Welsh guy, bad eyes.
Yeah.
And then we've got Kevin, Belfast, thinks he got the lurgy from someone in the petrol station he works at.
Hmm. Which I find it hard to believe, because there's not many people in the petrol station to catch things from. Statistically, he must get ill less than most people.
Also, Ashley mentioned, which is a really good point, when you don't go in, you don't get paid. That was one of the things that makes me think that he probably is the ill one.
Yeah, true that.
Because it's kind of honest, and that's what you would say.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I actually agree with that, yeah.
It is worth thinking about, because you're going to lose money.
Mm. So that's either a brilliant lie. I mean, they both sounded ill. That's what's hard about this. Okay, I think Kevin is pulling a sickie.
I do too. I think Ashley is the other ill one. So we're going for Kevin, who's the liar, who's pulling a sickie today, not actually ill.
I think so.
Okay. Kevin, are you pulling a sickie today?
I am, Scott, yeah.
Yay! We're right!
You're right. I've tried my best at convincing, although over the past couple of days I have started to feel a bit shivery, so I hope I'm not coming down with anything.
Yeah, but you could be at work, couldn't you skiver?
Why didn't you feel like going in today?
I was doing the late shift the other night, and I was really tired yesterday, and having to get up at 7 o'clock this morning, I didn't really fancy you.
Fair play.
Especially for a Monday morning as well.
So just didn't fancy Monday morning, did you?
No.
I'm glad that we got that right, because that, like, Ashley and Kevin were good, I think. They had good ill voice.
I see what you mean. You know, if someone that doesn't have an ill voice is usually the one that's ill as well.
Yeah, often.
Kevin, is that your real name as well?
It is, yes. I didn't put where exactly I was from or where I worked, just in case. But yeah, they usually listen to the they usually listen to the local radio station anyway, so I don't know if they'll hear it.
Oh. Someone has to.
Yeah.
Ash, I hope you're back at work tomorrow.
Thanks
for being on, even though you are a proper ill person.
Yeah, I am.
All right, back to bed then.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Oh, it's horrible now, because I was suspicious of them all before.
I know.
He's actually really ill. Oh, sorry, mate.
Jodie, same for you.
Thank you.
Get well soon.
Thanks.
Get on the grapes.
I'll ask my mum.
Since when's that a thing?
What, when you're ill? Grapes? Since the dawn of time. People bring you grapes. You can have a broken arm and people bring you grapes.
No one's told me to get on the grapes when I've been ill. Get on the grapes.
Grapes are a thing when you're ill, I'm telling you.
Well, that means that wine is allowed.
No, because not the same.
Scott Mills.
One of the most popular things we've done on the show for a while is assembly anthems. We've been doing this for the last couple of Fridays. You know, all the songs you used to hear, which you didn't realise at the time, but are actual bangers from assembly. So you've got Whole World in His Hands. You've got Give Me All In My Lamp, Keep Me Burning. You've got Shine Jesus Shine from the Tiny Ant. Cauliflower's Fluffy.
Bangers.
We are getting a remix done by Jaguar Skills this week. And we'll have it for you on Friday. And you'll be able to get it, I think, as a separate podcast. So you'll be able to have it on your phone. And whenever you fancy an assembly banger, a special mix for you. How good is that?
It's
Jaguar
so
Skills.
Good. So,
he's doing
so
it.
Good.
He's doing it this week. And we'll have it for you on Friday's show. Big show on Friday. All the assembly anthems mixed together, and you can keep it for free.
Scott Mills.
These people are driving home from a Super Bowl party. That was a long one. That was a long party. Loving the bangers. They are with a friend who skipped work to come and watch. The rest of them took the day off. None of them want their names on. I get that, yeah.
Scott Mills. One.
Tom, how can I help you?
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
I want to win tickets to the biggest weekend.
How
do I win tickets? Do I win tickets?
Well, you can win some tickets on Radio 1. We'll tell you about that nearer the time, okay? But, Tom, put this date and an alarm in your diary. Listening to me?
Yeah.
Okay, next Monday they go on sale, 7:45 a.m. on the 12th. That's Monday, all right? So just apply. Hi. Are you in Swansea?
No, I'm miles away. I'm in Cirencester.
Okay, that's still fine, though, because, like, some will go to people outside the area, okay? So Monday, 7:45, that's when they go on sale. Otherwise, you'll be able to win them on Radio 1 at a later day. You get me?
That's amazing.
Okay, right. Make sure you set your alarm for Monday.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.